Today, we take a look at the defending District 6 1A champion and PIAA quarterfinalist Cambria Heights Highlanders as they look to make it back and even further in the playoff race this season. Our preview is brought to you by the VFW Post 7783 in St. Benedict. A longtime backer of Cambria Heights Athletics is pleased to be a sponsor of Media Day and this team preview. Everyone at the VFW wishes the best of luck to the Highlander team and coaches. Have a great season from your friends at the VFW Post 7783 in St. Benedict. It was a season to remember for Coach Jared Lewis and his Highlanders as they finished 10-4 overall, 8-3 in the Heritage Conference, and a District 6 championship and a PIAA playoff run under their belts, which ended at South Williamsport in late November. They finished atop the conference in all statistical categories and returned roughly 95% of last year's roster, resulting in them being picked number one in the Heritage Conference preseason coaches poll with 9 first-place votes. Lewis said the momentum of last year's success bled into the offseason as several new faces joined the team, and last year's leaders entered camp focused and ready to repeat as champions on the field.
We had a great offseason with a lot of numbers. Usually we had 50-plus kids each week, and really just a group that we're looking forward to this year, having 11 guys help us lead instead of just a few we had last year. So these guys all lead in different ways, but they're all great leaders. And, like you said, we feel like we're hitting the ground running a little bit with having all this experience back.
One of those leaders is quarterback Isaac Weiland, who topped 1,000 passing yards in his junior season. Lewis said Weiland has his eyes set on another big year under center.
This is his second year starting, and I think that's big. And when you look back at our starting quarterbacks, and usually their second year starting in the program, they take a jump, and we're expecting that from Isaac. And we really like our skill this year. We have a number of guys that touched the ball last year, and the goal for Isaac's going to be to get the ball out to them quick and let them use their skills, their speed, their athleticism to get the yards after catch.
Weiland won't be tasked with doing all of the work himself, though. As Lewis said, he returns a lot of weapons on the outside and in the backfield.
Marshall Eckenrode, you have Steven Nealon, you have Trey Tribbis, Jackson Klein, and Garrett Jasper are all guys that caught balls for us and that rushed for us as well.
Talking about the preseason poll, Lewis was happy to have earned the top spot in the rankings, but he knows anyone in the Heritage Conference can strike at any time.
Every year there's a team that is kind of in the bottom third or bottom fourth that kind of makes a jump and makes a run. I think last year we were picked to be fourth or fifth and ended up, making a district championship run. So, we can only control what we can control, and the only thing you can control when you're talking about injuries and stuff like that is that first game. So we're really focused on River Valley, and I know River Valley's picked to be pretty high as well. So that's going to be a tough game. Openers are always tough, on the road. Add that to the equation. But
in order to repeat last year's success and prove their top spot in the rankings, Lewis said his team needs to play smart football every week.
I think our expectations really is to play hard, play well every game, be a veteran team, not beat ourselves, and get better each week. And that's kind of what we did last year, and that's why I think we were able to make that run, and that's our goal this year. I mean, we're not looking too far ahead. I think you get in trouble when you do that. I think you really take care of the small things, one game at a time, one practice at a time, and then the larger things usually take care of themselves.
The Highlanders' first task is on the road at River Valley on August 23rd. We'll have that game for you airing at 6:30 on Cat Country 106.3. This look at the Cambria Heights Highlanders is brought to you by the VFW Post 7783 in St. Benedict. A longtime backer of Cambria Heights Athletics is pleased to be a sponsor of this team preview. Everyone at the VFW wishes the best of luck to the Highlander team and coaches. Have a great season from your friends at the VFW Post 7783 in St. Benedict. With this look at the Cambria Heights Highlanders, I'm Jake Slobodnik for your hometown radio station.